Hello.
Hi, my name is Shingle. You just called and the call is connected. How can I
Oh,
help you?
are you from Freedom Care?
Yes, I'm from the Home Care Agency. It's a program we do the same. So, do you need services or you have any questions?
Yes, this is the number about the caregivers, and if you it
Yeah.
came up when I start. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I just needed I have somebody. I've got my leg. It was amputated not too long ago, and I have epilepsy too. And somebody's been helping me out. So, I mean, they're taking like a lot of their time helping me. And somebody told me about this service.
Right. So, do you have Medicaid?
No.
You
Is
don't
that a
have Medicaid.
must? Do I have?
Right. So, it's a
No.
Medicaid-funded program, but do you ever try applying for Medicaid? Do you think you're eligible for Medicaid?
I don't see why I wouldn't be. I have Medicare, but the agent told me I couldn't have both insurances. I don't know if she's right about that or
You
not.
could have both, and if you would be eligible, then we can help you apply for Medicaid. I just want to know if you're eligible.
Oh.
Yeah. So it
Yeah, I
depends
should
on your
be.
income and assets. So do you have an income?
Yes, but I only get one check right now. It's a Social
How
Security
much
check, and
is
it's
it
like
about a month?
They just cut some of the money out of it, and it's like $3.99, I think. That's the only check that I get. Yeah,
Three
I've
nine, what do you
reapplied
mean,
for
like
SSI.
$399?
Yes, $399
Oh,
per month.
okay. Oh, wow. And then, do you own a house or a car?
No, I can't drive because of my epilepsy, and I'm staying at, yes, I'm my
Yeah, but
roommate. I'm staying at
do you
his.
own any of this? Like,
No.
no. Do you have any savings
No.
in bank? No. Yes, and I don't see why you wouldn't be eligible for Medicaid. So let me take your information and we'll help you get the Medicaid and then home care once you have the Medicaid.
Okay. Thank
So you'll
you.
have your one helping you get paid. So at least you could get paid.
Yes.
Helping.
Yes,
Right.
'cause he does so much for me. I mean,
Okay.
I think he
Right. So
deserves to
let me
be
get your
paid.
information. What's your date of birth?
Six. Hold on, sweetie. It's
No
six
problem.
7 80.
6/7/1980.
6/27/1980.
Oh, 27. Okay. And your social?
243-398233.
33. Thank you so much. Okay. And your name is Tanya D. Langford.
Yes, Tanya D. Langford,
Okay.
TONYAD, and then Langford.
Langford. And just by the way, I was able to pull up your information. You do have Medicaid.
Oh, I do. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I
Okay.
do see you have active Medicaid and Medicare.
Okay, yeah, I do have the. I knew I had the Medicare, but the only thing is with the Medicaid, can you check and see if that ends at the end of the year? Because I was thinking they
Oh,
told
you
me.
think so?
Yeah, can you
Then
check
you
that
would
and
just
see?
need to reapply.
Yeah, so we could do that and see
Right, but
it.
you have Medicaid, so that's good.
Yeah, so if I reapplied, I could keep it if it goes through.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
Okay.
you're eligible for Medicaid, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
If you need to reapply,
Okay.
then you'll just need to sub. It's just a form that you need to do, I guess, just reapply for Medicaid. But
Oh,
you
I
do
just
have at
look
the
it up
moment
online.
active. I can't see if it will, like, if you're due for. You need to reapply. But they will send you that you should receive a letter in the mail if you need to do that.
Oh,
But I
okay.
guess
So I
at
should
this
get.
time you have active, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So let me just.
Yeah, they sent me a letter and I didn't really understand it because I just had got my Medicaid card. Then they sent me a letter saying that it might be terminated at the beginning of the
Oh,
year.
really?
Not unless, yeah, not unless I
With a
misunderstood
reason
it. If that's,
or
because it said I had Medicare also. And that I couldn't have both. There's a plan, it's called WellCare, but it's under Medicare. And I don't know, they said I couldn't have both of them. I thought you could have two insurances.
you should have, yeah, you could have, definitely. So what I'll do is I'll take your the rest of the information, then I'll have you transfer it over to one of our enrollment specialists. They will be able to give you more information and then have you apply for the home care. But it shouldn't be a problem. So
Good.
And you have we'll have you apply for this. What's your address?
401 West Walnut Lane, Philadelphia, PA 19144. It's apartment 1.
So it's 401 West Walnut Lane, apartment 1.
Yes. One. Make sure I got that.
Philadelphia 19144. Okay.
It's apartment 101. I always forget. It's 101. Apartment
1.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No problem. I'll add that. 101. And do you have any minors in your home? Any kids?
Okay, hold on just a minute, sweetie. I can't hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm asking if you have any minors in your home.
No.
No? Okay, and now who is the one helping you? Who is the caregiver?
He's my friend Lou.
Your friend, what's
his
name?
I don't have family or anything. He's like the only one helping me out. I don't have any family up here, nothing.
Uh-huh.
And
so it's
he does so much. Yes, and he's done so much.
Yeah, so what's his name? I'll need his name and number.
Yes. Lewis, Louis.
Uh-huh.
J. Piantone, Piantone.
And
it's the
Piantone.
It's the third. It's the third, I think. You know, they have thirds and fourths. I think it's the third. Yeah, Lewis Piantone the third. I think that's it. Mm-hmm. But I can give you, do you need the number, his number?
Yeah, his number, please. Yeah.
Okay. It's 610-983-7769. I have his work number if you want that.
983-7709?
His number? No, his number is
610-983-7769. 69, okay.
I may have said it wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. And you said you have one leg amputated?
Yes, it's my left leg. It's right above my knee.
And what else did you say? You mentioned...
I have epilepsy. I have, like, severe epilepsy. I don't go, like, a month without having a seizure.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, wow.
Oh, well, I mean, I deal with it. I've been like this for 20-some years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you have, so your number is the 267-487-5937?
Yes, ma'am.
Is
that's
the best
my number,
to reach you?
Yes.
Do you have any other number we can identify?
No.
No.
No, that's it.
Okay, no problem. So let me, just give me another minute or two, and then I'll see who is available to from the enrollment to take a call.
still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just filling out the rest of the
information. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear a thing for a long time. I was thinking.
Okay, so I got all your information, and now I'll be transferring you over to Shira. She's from the enrollment. She's an enrollment coordinator, so she'll help you get the start with the process of having you enrolled in the home care, and she'll let you know what you need to do. And if you have any questions,
okay,
you can ask her.
Okay, gotcha.
I'll transfer you over in a minute. Okay, I'll transfer it right over.
Okay, you're transferring me.
So much for calling. I'm transferring to Shira.
Okay, thank you.
From enrollment. Thanks for calling, Tanya.